All right, so it figures the one time I get to speak to you, it's under different kind of circumstances, but let's talk about this a little bit. Kobe Bryant reportedly has died in a helicopter crash, and obviously this guy transcends the sport, but we're talking about a basketball game here tonight, and it has to be devastating in that locker room. I mean, being a coach in a situation like this is not easy.
Both locker rooms. I mean, talking about basketball, talking about game plan, talking about those type of things, is obviously going to take a back seat to what's important. And, we'll see how both teams come out, but it's going to be really hard. And so, obviously, he did transcend the game to these guys, as I just said in the media scrum, as a 43-year-old, you know. Kobe is to them what Jordan is to us, right? Like that's everybody looked up to, admired, and just dreamed of being like Mike. These guys dreamed of being like Kobe, and it's really hard.
Specifically, I know a guy like Jason Tatum would go home and work out with Kobe Bryant in the summer, and one can only imagine how he's feeling today. As a coach, you kind of have to check in with him and see where his head is at.
We went up to every guy and say if they need anything extra, we'll provide any resource they need. Jason and a new number of our guys have went out and worked with him. I know Kimba's known him. Gordon's worked out with him in L.A. Like those, there's just a lot of guys that have spent time. One of the things that I've appreciated about Kobe is he gave back to the game of basketball, and he was constantly doing that. And as a parent. One of the things that, I don't look at him as a guy that won five championships. I look at him as a dad coaching his daughter's team, and that's the part that's just brutal to think about right now.
Coaching against him, as you had a chance to do many times, is there anything that kind of sticks out? I mean, I understand you look at him as the man coaching, but as a basketball player, obviously great to watch, but as a coach, getting ready to go up against him, and I remember him hitting a big three-point shot to beat you the last time that he was in Boston. I mean, what kind of bubbles up when I bring back these memories?
I mean, was there any doubt that shot was going to go in? The Lakers,
nope.
The Lakers won about 20 games that year, and we had a pretty good team, and here they are in TD Garden right before the new year, and he comes out and makes that 30-footer right in front of me, and there was no doubt it was going in. And so at the time, that was absolutely a tough night and a miserable night, and now I think I look back on it with a different viewpoint.
Alvin Gentry said before we came to talk to you, the one word that kept coming up over and over was competitiveness. Mm-hmm. And for me, watching him throughout the breadth of his career, the word was assassin. He would rip your heart out and then step over you to take a shot and make the shot to beat you. Is there any kind of word that you can come up with to kind of put it all into context?
Yeah, winner. Winner. I think that to be, there's the competitiveness was different than others, and all these guys are really competitive, all the guys are really prideful. There's a lot of really hard workers. There's a lot of guys that say they like basketball, and then there's a different level. And he was a different level in a lot of stuff, and, he proved that over and over, and that's why a lot of guys look up to him.
Houston Rockets, which is getting word, the Houston Rockets, as we're taping this, the Rockets in their game, both teams took 24-second violations at the beginning of the game to honor Kobe. Do you think something like that might happen tonight?
Yeah, Alvin and I already talked about it. That'll happen.
Okay, 20 separate 24-second violations. It makes all the sense in the word, Coach. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.